Es chazor is done zeh nishmas habachi cheskel shraga ben Avraham Yehuda. Sech the brachas daf chaf alef. Rabbi Yehuda said birchas hamozon is deraisa based on a pasuk viachal tov savato virachta. Birchas hatoyra that you make before you learn is also deraisa based on the pasuk yishem hashem ekra havu goydel elokeinu. Rabbi Yechanan said with two kavachaymers we can prove that the bracha before you eat is also deraisa and the bracha after you learn should also be deraisa. If there's a deraisa to make a bracha after you finish eating, but there's no bracha, there's no deraisa to make a bracha before you eat. So then when it comes to birchas haTorah, where you have to make a bracha before you learn, for sure you should have to make a bracha after you learn. Similarly, if you have to make a bracha before you learn, but you don't have to make a bracha after you learn, so by eating when you have to make a bracha after you learn, for sure you should have to make a bracha before you learn. Where it says you can shlug up the kavachayim is by saying you can't learn the birchas haTorah from the birchas of birchas hamazon, because food is different in that it gives you physical pleasure. You also can't learn out birchas hamazon from birchas haTorah, because birchas haTorah is different. Torah is different that it brings you to chayolam haba. Also, our Mishnah says that the Baal Keri only has in mind the bracha of Birchas HaMazon after eating, but he does not even think about the brachas from before eating. So clearly you see that the brachas before eating are only the Rabbana, not the Araisa. Yehuda then says if someone has a suffix whether or not he said Kriya Shema, he does not go back and read for the suffix that maybe he didn't say. On the other hand, if someone has a suffix whether or not he said the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, he does have to go back and repeat Emes V'Yatziv, he has to say it again. What's pshat? Pshat is that he holds Kriya Shema as only the Rabbanon, he holds the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv as deraisa. Rav Yosef asked, Pasuk says, V'shach Baruch Mecha, clearly Kriya Shema is deraisa. Abaye said, V'shach Baruch Mecha is teaching you regarding learning Torah, not regarding Shema in particular. Marias, our Mishnah says that a Baal Keri thinks about the words of Kriya Shema, but he does not think the words of the brachas. Now, if Emes V'Yatziv is deraisa, he should have to think the words of that bracha because it's deraisa. Mara answers, the only reason to say Emes V'Yatziv is because of the Araisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that it includes. However, once he already said Kriya Shema in the third parsha, there's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no longer a Araisa to take a reason to say Emes V'Yatziv. And that's why the Baal Keri is not Mahara with that bracha. And the reason why we choose that he should think Kriya Shema rather than the last bracha, rather than bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, is because Kriya Shema has two milas. It has Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it also has Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. Belozo says if someone's misurpik whether or not he said Kriya Shema, he does have to say it again for the suffix that maybe he didn't say it, but if he has a suffix whether or not he said Shemana Esrei, that's when he does not have to go back and repeat Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Yechanan says he should even repeat Shemana Esrei because halavai a person should daven all day long. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said if someone's davening Shemana Esrei and he remembers that he already davened, he has to stop, even in the middle of bracha, just stop davening. Why is that different than on Shabbos, where if you start saying a weekday bracha, you complete the bracha before going back to the Shabbos to get davening, you don't just stop in the middle of the bracha? The Gemara explains, on Shabbos, really you should say the regular Shemana Esrei. It's just the Rabbanan shortened it, Alts Tircha of Kvayda Shabbos. So therefore, you're a Bar Chayuva to say that, and therefore you don't stop in the middle of the bracha. But someone who already davened is no longer a Bar Chayuva to daven, so you stop even in the middle of the tefillah. Or Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, teaches that if so, you walk into a shul and the tzibur is davening, even if you already davened, if you can think of a new thought or idea to add to a tefillah, you should daven again with them. If not, do not. The chiddush over here is, even if your first Shemana Esrei was done by Yechida, so now you're with a tzibur, it's still considered like you daven, and therefore, unless you can add something new, don't re-daven. Huna says if someone walks into shul and the tzibur is already davening Shemana Esrei, if you can start your Shemana Esrei and finish before the shliach tzibur gets up to Maidim, then you should start. If not, not. Rishu Ben Levi says if you can start and finish before the shliach tzibur gets up to Kedusha, then you should start. If not, not. Machlokes says that Rav Huna holds that a yochid who's davening along with a tzibur can say Kedusha in his own Shemana Esrei, whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi holds that he cannot, and therefore he wants the individual to be done davening by the time that the shliach tzibur reaches the Kedusha. Rav Adabar Ahava says we learn from the pasuk of Nikdashi B'Saleich B'nei Yisrael that Kol Dovish B'Kedusha needs 10 people. Which would mean that a yochid cannot say kedusha by himself in his Shemana Esrei. Clearly, everyone holds that you would not be mafsik in middle Shemana Esrei for kedusha or even for moedim. The question becomes: can you be mafsik for Yehi Shmei Rabba? Rav Dimi said that Yehuda and Rish Lakish, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, said that you are mafsik for Yehi Shmei Rabba. But the Gemara says Allah does not follow that. The Mishnah of Yehuda said that Baal Keri makes even the brachas before and after the Shema and the meal. This seems to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Baal Keri is allowed to learn. But Rabbi Shmuel Levi learns out from a pasuk that a Baal Keri can't learn. From Psukim, from Smuchim, one pasuk says, Vaidatam levanech levanecho, and one pasuk says, Yemesh Armata, referring to Har Sinai, just like by Har Sinai a Baal Keri was Osir, so too just stam learning a Baal Keri is Osir. If you learn it out from Smuchim, how could Rabbi Yehuda argue? And although we find that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchim, we find that when the Psukim are in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Devarim, he does darshan Smuchim, and these Psukim are in Devarim. The answer is, although he is normally, he does normally darshan smucha when it's in Chumash Devarim, these psukim he uses for another drasha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, where he learns from these psukim to teach that someone who teaches his son Torah, it's considered by the Ebishter as if this person was mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. Therefore, he has no psukim for the basis of Takanas Ezra for a tefillah of a Balkari, and that's why he allows him to think those other brachas as well. A Mishnah says if someone was a Zov and then he became a Balkari, he also has to go to the mikveh before learning, even though he still will be Tami as a Zov. Rabbi Huda says he's Potter. It's Mashma Rabbi Huda says he's Potter over there because the tefillah is not going to make him totally Tar. But it's Mashma Stam a Balkari, which would become Tar, who would become Tar from a regular tefillah, would have to go to the mikveh before he can learn, even according to Rabbi Huda. So really, Rabbi Huda does hold up the Takanas Ezra, and when he says in the Mishnah that he should make those other brachas, he means he should think them, not he should actually say them. Tanakama says he only thinks of things that are the Raisa. Rabbi Huda says he even thinks of things that are the Rabbanon, the brachas.